This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 20 years ago today, thousands of people were killed by a poisonous gas leak from a U.S.-owned chemical plant in the Indian city of Bhopal. Survivors of one of the world's worst industrial disasters continue to suffer health problems. This week, Amnesty International released a report charging that many victims of the Bhopal gas leak still haven't received fair compensation. The report says because the site of the disaster hasn't been decontaminated, many continue to drink toxic water to this day. The American company that owned the plant says Indian studies showed the groundwater was clean and any contamination is due to pollution from other sources. Miranda Kennedy recently met with survivors of the gas leak in Bhopal.
2 decades ago today, Champabai woke up with a stinging throat and eyes. She asked her husband what was happening.
He said I should drink some water and go back to sleep, but it stung like someone was frying a huge quantity of chilies. I asked him to look to see what the matter was, but the moment he opened the door, he felt like he had been hit by a bomb.
Champabai, her husband and children joined thousands of others fleeing through the dark streets, gasping for breath, frothing from their mouths. Many fell unconscious as they ran. Champabai and her family eventually got away from the gas vapors, but a few days later, her husband's blood literally turned black and he died. Now, Champabai lives here in a gloomy concrete structure called the Widow's Colony. This is home for some 400 women who lost their husbands in the Bhopal gas leak. That night, poisonous gas burst out of the pesticide plant owned by the Union Carbide Company, killing some 15,000 people, according to official estimates. Most of the dead were the poorest of the poor, living in the slums outside the factory. As compensation, the company gave Champabai and her 5 children this one-room apartment and about $4,000. The building has no electricity or running water, and the roads outside are not paved. She says this reparation is insulting, but she spent the money and can't afford to move elsewhere.
What can the poor do? We are poor and we are not able to do anything. And ultimately, the government has not listened to our pleas.
Like many of the survivors of the Bhopal gas tragedy, Champabai continues to need medication for breathing problems, chronic infections, and depression. Medical experts estimate that 500,000 people still suffer from gas-related illnesses and have traces of the toxic gas in their bloodstreams. And the health of the thousands of people still living near the abandoned factory is worse. Vinuta Gopal, a toxic specialist with Greenpeace, says studies show that the water and soil near the plant are still highly contaminated.
Well, if you walk into this site, it's shocking. The state of the site is shocking. And if the world's worst industrial disaster is in this shape 20 years down the line, then I don't think we've learned anything from Bhopal. And that's the tragedy, that we had something that shook the world and shook India as well, and yet we haven't learned lessons. We don't have systems in place which makes corporations accountable for what they do. We don't have a system in place which ensures cleanup to international standards.
Survivors groups in Bhopal say it's Union Carbide's responsibility to clean up the site. But the company, which merged with Dow Chemical several years ago, insists the gas leak had nothing to do with shoddy safety standards at the plant. In a prepared statement, spokesman Tom Sprick said it happened because of sabotage by a disgruntled employee.
The 20th anniversary of Bhopal continues to evoke strong emotions around the world, and rightly so. None of us at Union Carbide, including myself, will ever forget the scope of this tragedy. Union Carbide and the chemical industry as a whole has learned a great many things from this tragedy, such as the importance of continuing to improve community awareness, emergency response, and process safety standards.
But survivors of the gas leak, like Rashida B, have decided that's not good enough. Rashida never went to school. When she was 13, she got married and moved to a shack near the factory. She'd never imagined entering public life until she watched her relatives die after breathing in the gas. Then she started speaking out against Union Carbide.
As far as people of Bhopal are concerned, they are very simple people. Many are not literate, but their grievances are forcing them to fight. They know that by fighting, they will get something.
Earlier this year, Rashida B was given the prestigious Goldman Environmental Award. Today, she and other activists are on the streets of Bhopal to make sure the world doesn't forget the night that changed their lives 20 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.